So glad you are a part of Cleveland Browns Daily. Matt Wilhelms here. I'm Michael Regai. Nathan Zaguro will be joining us a little bit later on. I want to make one correction. So our coordinated producer, Jason Gibbs, doesn't come up here and give me the hook. Or maybe hit me with a big right cross or something like that.
The Apollo hook.
Yeah, right. Get out of here. Right? You're done for the day. Our guest, our Browns assistant coach guest, is going to be special teams coordinator Chris Tabor at 145. I've been telling you it would be defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill. So, Regai fumbled the rock. You can't do that and turn the football over.
But I scooped and scored.
Did you?
Yes.
You're my teammate, that's a good thing. All right. So Wilhelm picked up the rock and ran it to the house. That's a good thing.
That's right.
But it'll be Chris Tabor at 145. And so I'll stay clean with Gibbs that way. And that's always, you want to stay clean with Gibbs, because if you don't, like I said, he might come up here and give you the hook.
Yes.
216-578-0850 on Twitter, at Browns_daily, at MattWilhelm57, at Nathan Zaguro, at Michael Regai. We'll get to you tweeters a little bit later on. Don't forget again. So, Chris Tabor coming up in just a matter of minutes. Browns special team coordinator. Roundtable with Doug Deacon at about 2 o'clock. And then you can get your fantasy football tweets into Nathan Zaguro at Browns_radio. So there's the menu for you today. We're asking you about the Browns, ranked 18th in this week's NFL.com power poll. That the right spot for you? They dropped a couple after the loss to Jacksonville, right there about in the middle, little couple of spots lower than the middle, too high or too low for you. And you think Tony Sprano might be ready to go back to his Wildcat days this week as he looks at the Browns defensively on tape. All right, let's get back at it with all of you. We appreciate you guys hanging and hustling to talk to Matt and yours truly. Let us swing into Worcester. And here's Alex welcoming him to the show. Hi, Alex.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good to hear from you. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
I just wanted to say a few things about the Browns. It just seems to me that if Brian Hoyer doesn't win this game on Sunday, that against two of the worst teams in the NFL, I just don't think he'll probably be staying the starting quarterback for long, especially if, even if it's a close game, I think there's just question marks around it, and then they got to go play Tampa Bay. So, these next two games, they're going to actually show you a lot about either whether he's going to be the starting quarterback of the future or he's just another guy like...
Alex, they're, but it's what Matt and I have been telling you. Does it make sense if we said... They're looking to win this year. They're not worried about 2015 right now. And, again, I really believe, and Matt, you please jump in and add to, subtract from, this is tied into where the Browns want to be winning-wise, record-wise this year. And, listen, the head coach and this coaching staff believe that Brian Hoyer is the one that can minimize mistakes, minimize poor situations and poor play. Because, Matt, I firmly believe, and please, again, if you're contrary to this, jump out there and say you're wrong, Regai. I firmly believe, because they want to win, that if this coaching staff felt that Johnny Manziel or Connor Shaw or any other quarterback was capable of putting them in a better situation to do that than Brian Hoyer, then that young man would be starting right now.
You're correct. And I think to the caller's point is we can both at least agree that we have utmost confidence that Brian will right the ship and play good football these next 2 weeks.
I do, very much so, yeah.
And I think we're also, too, of the understanding, and this isn't necessarily, in favor of Johnny Manziel as, long-term, short-term solution. I'm not even talking about that is, but what we must understand is if they did lose the next two, a change needs to happen somewhere.
But you're going into a short week then.
Correct.
Then you'd be playing Cincinnati with 2 days of preparation.
You're right. And you're truly behind the eight ball at that point. So my best understanding is that the coach, the general manager, the top two decision makers in this organization back Brian Hoyer, and it was unwavering in Coach Mike Patton's terms, unwavering belief in him as a quarterback. And I think that what we've seen is Brian Hoyer is going to be overly prepared personally, and also to truly rally that offensive side of the ball, because they see when they are limited, you know, how it puts a defense behind the eight ball. And the defense, and again, what we finally hoped we'd get some balance. And I truly think this is going to be a week we get balance, where the offense goes out and plays its a good game, maybe not its best game, but then the defense comes out and plays a similar game like they did against Jacksonville,
right,
regardless of opponent. And those two, and we haven't even spoke about special teams, which we'll hear from Coach Tabor a little bit,
coming up quick,
is that will allow us to win a football game.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, I don't think, and that's why I've used the example again, guys, with you. Look at what's going on with the eighth overall pick in this draft. The Browns pick ahead of Johnny Manziel in the first round. He has not been able to get regular reps on the defensive side of the football in the secondary, and a young man that came off the street as a free agent has, Kaywan Williams, until he was concussed against Pittsburgh. Now he's back. It'll be interesting to see. But if it was all about developing and all about saying, well, we're going to make sure we get our guys, especially our first round, then Justin Gilbert would be playing 60 snaps a football game.
That's right. And
Kaywan Williams would have never even had an opportunity to sniff the field.
And in the words of Coach Mike Pettine again, Kaywan Williams was a player that at practice got our attention.
Correct.
And because of the opportunities that Justin Gilbert had been given, those question marks about him and the consistency associated with his play is the reason why Kaywan Williams jumped him and took his playing time on Sundays.
And because they believe what? That Kaywan Williams, with
those
reps,
gives them the best opportunity to win a football game.
Yeah. Gives that secondary the best chance to succeed, the defense the best chance to play the type of football that they want them to play, and as then the bottom line, it relates to winning. I mean, you've got another example right there on this football team. Here's Chevy in New Jersey. Welcome to Browns Daily. Hi, Chevy.
Hey, thanks, guys. I just want to say real quick that earlier in the week, the breakdown and the grading of the players was so detailed and thorough, I was speechless, in the words of Nathan Segura after the win against Tennessee. Anyhow, I want to tell you that I feel that the Browns are starting to look like a championship organization again. And to hear Hoyer come out and admit that he was wrong and humble himself and admit that he didn't play well is the key to this whole thing. It's leadership. And one more thing. When I heard the defensive coordinator speak earlier today about one step faster, I thought about T.J. Ward. I think we kind of missed him a little bit. He's one of the best tacklers in the NFL. Going forward, I think it's going to be a great matchup and one of the most important games of the year. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate that, Chevy. Always good to hear from you in New Jersey. T.J. Ward played very well in the box and as a hybrid linebacker. There's no question about that.
No, there's no doubt.
Still is with Denver.
And I do believe and agree with his comments that this game is it, and again, it's not a make or break. Again, as you said, statistically, we're not up against the wall yet. But I do believe that this could send us off in such a positive direction after being at an extreme low, flying back from Jacksonville after that performance, to come back in 7 days and put an offensive and defensive performance together and special teams doing what they should be doing and is not making mistakes, a solid performance on special teams. Getting a decisive victory in our home stadium is going to work wonders for the confidence and the mental state of this football team.
Absolutely. When you start to win and you believe you can win, then how do you approach each week to try to sustain that? Browns didn't do that last week in Jacksonville, coming off the two back-to-back wins. Let's get one more in here before we go to break. Here's from the Hall of Fame city of Canton, Ohio. We say hello to Scott. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, guys. Love the show. It's the only one I make time for every day. Hey,
thank you, brother.
Appreciate that, Scott.
Two things real quick. If they, I think if they lose this one, they're screwed. It's going to mess with their psyche. That team's a lot better than their record says, and that's a professional football team that's really hungry out there.
No doubt. You're right.
And I think if Brian has a bad day, boy, I think the Browns Nation's going to go crazy calling for Johnny, and I think the coaches are going to start wondering too.
Don't know about the coaches. I agree with you about Browns Nation. We already saw that this week. And yet, you know, to me, that's why we're just trying to massage it a little bit and give your reasoning why, you know. And as we said, look, Brian Hoyer was accountable and responsible. He literally said the other day with regard to about maybe it was good that they lost. I don't think he meant it in such literal terms. I certainly disagree with that, but I don't think he meant it as literal as it came out, Matt. Do you?
I do not. And I think that sometimes when you're – it's question after question after question after question.
Yeah.
You know, you grow a little bit edgy, you know, after all these questions and Brian talking about himself so much that he wanted to do his very best to say, you know, well, how the team foresees it. And then again, it was just misinterpreted. And I think Brian Hoyer wants to win each and every opportunity on the football field.
I would never, ever question his competitive level and his desire to win and succeed. Never. So while the words maybe gave you an impression of one thing, I don't think they were certainly intended as literal as they came out. And he said it. He said he stunk. And he knows that he's got to play at a higher level for this team to be successful. Said that on Monday. Said it on Sunday, actually, in Jacksonville right after the football game, and has continued to amplify that this week. All right, when we get back, we'll hear from Chris Tabor, the Browns special teams coordinator. When we get back, that'll be interesting, you know, with regard to, you know, Jordan Poyer and the mishap he had. It was just a 10-6 football game at the time. So how is Chris Tabor going to go about looking at his punt and kick returners? We'll find out. Cleveland Browns Daily, this is the place you get all the answers. This is the place you get the inside from those that are here in Berea each and every day to offer you up the type of dialogue that you need with regard to the Cleveland Browns. We're delighted you're a part of it. We'll get back and hear from Chris Tabor. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.